Well, once again, a happy new year to you all. It's really, really good to be able to bring a message at the beginning of a new year. And the beginning of a year, it's usually the time for a number of different things. It's usually a time for celebration, very different this year, of course. It's a time for looking back and looking forward, a time for taking stock. And it's a time, of course, when many people make New Year's resolutions. You may well be one of them, and you can look back and think about the different resolutions that you have made. Some of them sensible, some of them a bit more outlandish, some of them doable, some of them unrealistic. Just had a look at some of the resolutions that people have made over the last few years, and here are some of them. Few people I've noticed have made a resolution to take up extreme ironing. This is an incredibly strange thing, but it's a real thing. And if you look online, you can see pictures of people ironing items of clothing in unusual locations, up a mountain, as people are coming down on a parachute, in the middle of the road, underwater. It's an amazing thing, but it's a real thing, a New Year's resolution, which is a bit more unusual. A few other unusual New Year's resolutions. Here's one: not to go to the gym on days ending with the letter Y. Just think about that for a moment. That's an interesting New Year's resolution, probably not too difficult to keep. Here's another resolution: don't put off things so much. And that seems a sensible resolution until you realise that that was posted on Twitter by someone who has posted exactly the same resolution since 2015. So there are some strange, there are some unusual New Year's resolutions. What's your New Year's resolution this year? Sometimes people talk about losing weight. People talk about going to the gym. People talk about visiting some new locations. All sorts of resolutions which can be very helpful. But I think many people are wary of making New Year's resolutions this year, because following 2020, we recognise that actually, we may make a resolution, but for reasons outside of our control, we're going to struggle to keep it. Sometimes New Year's resolutions fall because of lack of willpower. But if someone is thinking of visiting a whole load of new locations this year, then that may fall, not because of lack of willpower, but because of travel restrictions in this time of coronavirus. We recognise that we may make commitments that we're just not able to keep because of circumstances. And yeah, you may want to take up extreme ironing, but you may not be able to get to the extreme locations that you really want to, so that you can take your picture and you can post it online. One of the things that 2020 has taught us is that we are not in control. We believe as Christians that God is sovereign and that he is in control, but we are not in control. In the West, we have liked to think that we are in control of our lives. And if we have the right insurance, if we have the right financial backing, then we can make ourselves secure. But coronavirus, COVID-19, has showed us that that is not the case. And so we might well be wary about making resolutions at the beginning of this new year. Nevertheless, just for a few moments, I want to think about New Year's resolutions, and I just want to encourage us as we move into this new year as Cornerstone Baptist Church to think about a few things that we might just take in the power of the Holy Spirit to be resolutions for 2021. First of all, I want to refer to what is our text for the year across the whole church, which is Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. It's a powerful verse, and it's one that many Christians, many churches are picking up on at the beginning of this new year. Esther and Mordecai are speaking, and it's a time of real darkness for God's people, the Jewish people. Not for the first and not for the last time, genocide is being planned against the Jews. There is darkness over the land. And Esther, the Jewish queen, is uniquely placed to do something about it, but it is incredibly risky. And Mordecai both encourages and challenges her. Let's remind ourselves of what he says in verse 14. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. For such a time as this. What a powerful phrase that is, which challenges us as we move into the new year. Two things from this verse. First of all, we do see that God is sovereign. Mordecai reminds Esther that if she doesn't step forward, deliverance for God's people will arise from another route. God is not to blame for the bad things that happen. He is not to blame for COVID-19 and for the other ills that have struck us in 2020. And yet he is still sovereign over all. His hand is with us, restraining evil and helping us through. And so God is in control. He has been in 2020 and he will be as we move into 2021. And then there is that challenge that is given to Esther to step forward. That reminder, that suggestion, more than a suggestion, that God has called her and has placed her where she is for such a time as this. What will that mean for us as a church? Well, first of all, what does that mean for you as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as part of the church scattered 9 to 5 or 8 to 6 or whatever your working hours are during the week? We're called to serve our God on the front line, whatever our front lines might be. And so as you approach 2021, as a school teacher, as a worker in retail, as someone who is getting used to remote working, whatever it may be, how is God calling you to serve in this year ahead? You may wish you were somewhere else. You may wish that the times are different. You may wish that you had a different line manager, a different group of colleagues. You may wish that you had a different job. But who knows? Perhaps God has called you to your place, this time, this role, for such a time as this. What is God doing on your front line? See what he is doing. Discern what he is saying to you by the Holy Spirit and get on board with that and engage with him at this time. And so there's something very powerful there about the church scattered, but also for us as the gathered church across our three sites, as we meet together online and also as we engage in physical meetings. What is God saying to us at this time? Who knows? Perhaps God is calling us for such a time as this. Yes, we would prefer it not to be coronavirus COVID-19 times. Yes, we might prefer that Brexit were not happening. We might prefer, well, a whole range of other things. But let's press into this time and this place and God's purposes for us as a church right here and right now. Disciples of Jesus, followers of our Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit, what is he calling us to be and do in the year ahead? One of the things I want to remind us of as part of this message is our essential purpose and our values. It's always good to do this at the beginning of a new year and at other times as well. We have agreed together as a church that our essential purpose is summed up by us having a passion for God, a love for people, and a heart for mission. And I want to encourage us to have that as something that's written on our hearts and minds and souls, something that's burned into us, that love for God, that love for Jesus, that desire to move in the power of the Spirit and to live this out. Passion for God, love for people, and heart for mission. And we've also agreed a number of values together. I'm sure that I can remember these, and I'm sure that you can as well. But just in case I mess it up, I do have my crib sheet here, and I'm going to read them to you. Be really good for you and for me to make sure that we've got these front and centre of our thinking for the year ahead. What are our values? What is our DNA as Cornerstone Baptist Church? Well, first of all, we're called to follow Jesus. Secondly, we're called to be a church of word and spirit, and a church engaging in mission, embracing adventure, growing community, and faithful in prayer. Six values that bind us together, all focused on our Lord Jesus Christ, and all lived out not in our own strength, but in the power of God's Spirit. Wonderful stuff, and my heart beats faster and my blood runs quicker as I think about these things. And it's wonderful to be united around these core values. Just a couple of things about these values as we come to a close. Firstly, the call to embrace adventure. I think it's something that is in Cornerstone's DNA, South Parade as it was, and again in my time here, this church has been willing to embrace adventure, try something different. May we press into that more and more in the year ahead. And that's especially true as we come out of pandemic, as we can be reasonably confident that we're going to be doing as the year progresses. What are we coming out of pandemic to be and do? Is it just to go back to how things were before? I don't believe that that should be the case. 24/7 prayer conference that I've mentioned before. We engaged in that as a ministry team last year, and one of the speakers talked about, well, we're not moving to a new normal, we're moving to a new abnormal. Something that is different, something that is fresh, something that is challenging and bracing, for which we need a daily filling of the Holy Spirit. But we don't want to go back to how things were before. We want to press into whatever God has for us now. A wise man called Roger Sutton says this: amid this crisis, we have two options. Option number one, serve, extend, and grow. Option number two, conserve, insulate, and protect. Where do we stand? Well, where do we stand indeed? And I want to encourage us as a church that embraces adventure to stand with the first set of priorities, serve and extend and grow. May we press into that in the year ahead. And the final one to emphasize is, of course, the central one, which is following Jesus, living for him right now, following him into places of darkness and serving. And I just want to bring us back to Esther 4:14 as we think about this for such a time as this. You may know the Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities, and you may know these lines. It was the best of times and the worst of times. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. In these times of darkness, God's light has shone. And it has shone through people like you, disciples of Jesus, who have lived reflecting the light of God to the surrounding world and have done so in real and practical ways. Again, I want to encourage you to follow Jesus into the darkness so that the light of Christ may shine. And it's that practical difference that I really want to leave us with. How is God calling you to make a practical difference in the year ahead? Purpose is all very good. It's vitally important. Values are crucial. Just switch the alarm on my watch off there. I think I'll just plow on. Values are crucial. How is God calling you to live out practically right where you are? And for us as a church, practical is so important. And the third level of what we want to do is just really earth our purpose and our values in a real vision that is practical and gritty and cuts ice for ordinary people. I do hope and pray that in the year ahead, we will be able to unfold a more detailed vision for the whole church and for our different sites. Doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to be practical and it does need to be real and it does need to be measurable. We would have done this by now, apart from the pandemic. And yet being able to pause and reflect, perhaps in some ways, has been a helpful thing. And stuff that I've really wanted to be part of that practical vision has actually happened. We have begun slowly but surely to see an increase in conversions and baptism. Certainly before the pandemic struck, that was happening, and we hope to pick that up and by God's good grace to really press into that in the year that lies ahead. The Headingley Cafe that we've now got started, something that is community focused, that is practical, and that makes a difference. I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm believing that there will be many practical things that God will call us to as a church in the years that lie ahead. Let's have a vision that is simple and clear and earthed in the practical, nitty-gritty, hard stuff of real life, proclaiming the coming kingdom of God, living the coming kingdom of God, making a difference in people's lives, in ministries of mercy, of compassion, of grace, and of gospel transformation. For such a time as this, I truly believe with all of my heart that this is our moment as the people of God. maybe the worst of times, but it can also be the best of times. Maybe a time of winter, but in that time spring can come, a time of darkness, and yet God wants to shine his light on us and reflecting that out to others. Maybe a time of great danger for the people of God, but we can be even thankful to God that he has called us as his church and as disciples for such a time as this. If God has called, he will also equip, and it's going to be really exciting to see how God will use us in the year that lies ahead. Let's just spend a moment in quiet together. And I'm just going to encourage us at the beginning of this year with a reflection, a prayer of commitment that we can say together to our God. So I just invite you to pause and to bow your head as we pray. Lord, at the beginning of this year, we thank you for one another. We thank you that you have brought us through a difficult year. And we pray that 2021 would be significantly different. Lord, above all, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, for the truth of the gospel that is strong and sure, whether there is a pandemic or no pandemic. Whatever our personal circumstances, Lord, you are sovereign, you are for us, and you are with us. We thank you and we praise you. And Lord, we pray now at the beginning of this new year that you would take us and use us in the ways that you choose. Lord, Esther was a royal queen, and we are sons and daughters of the living God, children of the King. Who knows but that you have called us for such a time as this? Show us what's on your heart. Show us how you're leading us forward, and strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.